Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Lamates. Let's talk a little bit about the sugi here on top of Lamates. I'm an Aleph, Gimel, Nashim, Misham, Shos, Bemoch. The three women, they're allowed to do some type of birth control in order not to become pregnant. That's the Gemara here on the top. Where does this come up? The Gemara quotes a machlokas, or a semi-machlokas, between Abaya and on the bottom of... of Lamaches Mabez. Abaya says, Bala of Amesa Pater. Abaya says, if a man is Ma'anes a woman, and then the woman dies, then he is Pater from the Knas. Because it says, we had this all the way at the beginning of the parak too. But Nasan la viha Nara, Bala la vi Mesa. Right, the Nara has to be there. And that was a statement by Abaya. And the Gemara says, it was a statement by Abaya, but really Rava had the question. Rava had the question whether, if she's not there. What do you mean? Because Rabbi asked the question about Yish Beggar Bekever or Ain Beggar Bekever. Whether if the woman dies beforehand, is there, do we view that if by the time the Hamadas Adin happens, the girl would have been old enough to be a Bogeres? Do we say that that is Motzi from the Rishus of the father, and therefore her children would get it, or it's not Motzi from the Rishus of the father and he would get it? But again, the whole assumption of that is that the death of the girl didn't do something per se, right? It's only if this Bagrus have an effect. But the Gemara assumes also, just for our purposes, that there's a child going on here with this Nara. The Nara is a child. And the Gemara says, Umi Ma'avra, does she really become pregnant, this Na'ara? When would she have become pregnant? Na'aras is only 6 months, as the Gemara says a little bit later. And she became pregnant when she was a Ktana, but she's not. It's dangerous. And if by a Na'ara, it's not long enough. Umi Ma'abra, the Gemara asks, Latani Rav Bibi, Kami to Rav Nachman. Rav Bibi said this price in front of Rav Nachman, this price that we had back in Masechta Yevamos also, the last time in Yevamos, Shalosh Nashim, Misham Shos Bamoch. There are three women that use some type of contraception, a moch, Eluhain, Ketana, Umu Beres, Umenika, a Ketana, a girl who is less than 12 years old, a pregnant woman, and a nursing woman. Ketana, Shemet, Esaber, Vetomus, a Ketana, that's the one important for us for today. Maybe she'll become pregnant, then she'll die. The Gemara assumes that a Ketana becoming pregnant is dangerous, she will die. And the question, therefore, is how is there a baby involved here in our case? Mu'ubera, Shematase, Ubara, Sandal, a pregnant woman, it seems like. The Gemara says she could have become pregnant again at that time. Again, how does this work scientifically is not our issue now. Menika shematigmol is benav. Menika, a nursing woman, maybe she will become pregnant and therefore her milk will dry up and therefore she won't have any milk to give her child, the baby. Ktana is 11 years old. Right, less than that, don't worry about it. Papas become yesrokam mishameshes kedakav alechas. Zevir Meir. Meir says less than that and older than that, then you don't need the moch, because there's nothing to worry about. And the Chachamim say, no, achazu v'achazu mishameshes kedarka v'olachas, even so, she could just be mishameshes kedarka, she does not have to use the moch, u'min ha-shamayim yirachamu, Rachman is from Shamayim, sh'ne'emar, mishum sh'ne'emar, shumar p'sayim Hashem. We see from there that there's not going to be a child, there's dangerous for the Ketana to have a child. And if you want to say, maybe she became pregnant when she was a Nara, and she had a baby when she was a Nara, is she a Nara? That's not going to happen, right? It's only 6 months. If it was beforehand, it is impossible. Okay, so that's where the sugya comes in. Shitas Rashi, Machlokas Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam here. What does it mean, Mishamshos? That's a word that can be translated in one of two ways. She can or she must. Three women, mishamshos lemoch. Is there a danger here? If there's a danger, so then is the Gemara advising us, right? It's dangerous, so therefore one has to, because one is not allowed to put themselves into dangerous situations. That's a Rambam and Hilchos Rotzeach, Ushmiras HaNefesh. That's why it's called that, Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that we're not allowed to put ourselves into dangerous situations, right? We learned that from the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, about putting a fence around our roof. The Torah says, right, ki yipala nofel mimeno. You don't want the nofel to fall. What do you mean? What's the difference? I'm supposed to fall. If he's not supposed to fall, he's not supposed to fall. The answer is no. We're not supposed to put ourselves into dangerous situations. That's with a whole list of activities that are mentioned by the Rambam, by the Shulchan Aruch, that the one shouldn't be involved in. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, mishamshos here means mutar lohen l'shamesh b'moch. They're allowed to. Mutter lohen l'shamesh b'moch. Ve'enon k'mashchiso zera. And it's not called hashchas hazera. We had a shiur back in Masechta Yevamos about the isser of hashchas hazera, the isser of wasting seed. And whether that applies to women or not, that is definitely a overlapping sugya as to the one that we're talking about today, just to how to read the Gemara. And that's what Tosfos here discusses. Tosfos discusses, is there a relationship? We know women are peturos from puravu. So does that mean they're also peturos from ashchasa zera levatala? Is wasting seed only about the opposite, the negation of puravu? And then you might say, well, women aren't obligated in puravu. Or do we say, no, there's an independence to it. And even if the women aren't chayavos in puravu, but they would be asuros in hashchasa zera levatala. Or maybe they're not totally mufka from puravu. That's the sugya of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi here says, mutter ve'inat mashchizo zera. It sounds like that generally the iser would be the iser of hashchasa zera. That's what Tosfos here quotes. Also from Rashi, Pirish Makojas, Butaros Lashavish Pamoch, Avagat Hashem Nashim Asuros, Bisham Ashkasa Zera. Even though other women are Asur, a Nero the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam does not think that this is correct in this context. First, he asks specifically here, the Haktana, the Islandis, Mutu Lashamish Badayu, Ktana and Islandis are allowed to be Mishamish, Velo Havi Ashkasa Zera, Kibin Shu Derach Tashmish. As long as it's Derach Tashmish, there's no Ashkasa Zera, even though it won't lead to any pregnancy. And then the Tosfos continues a little bit later. The Ode, Afilu Haizen Rosel Mos Achar Tashmish Asura, Dava Bishin Mitsuba Peri Verivia, become Makam Asura Hila Hashka Zera, right? Kedemashma Benida, right? Some Rishonim say, Bali Tosfos here hold that the there is an Isra Hashkaza Zera for women, and Tosfos Simisechas Nida, and Afid Gimel, and other Rishonim discuss that. That's the shit that we had last time. But for our purposes now, let's talk about, so, it's whatever the Isser is. There is some type of Isser. Rashi says it's Mutter, because you're not going to say Mutter unless there was a potential Isser. So a woman is allowed to. A woman is allowed to. What's the Tzorech to be Mater this Isser? What's the Tzorech to be Mater this Isser? While she is a Ktana, maybe she'll die, right? And therefore, it's the potential Isser of Ashkasa Zera. So ask the Tosfos HaRash, there in Yevamos Daf Yud Beis. But what, why are you allowed to do this? What, the mitzvah of Ona? So wait, so delay until it's going to be a time where it's not going to be the problem. V'i says the Tosfos HaRash, V'nirali k'ber shemin v'tam, this is Yevamos Daf Yud Beis, to mefarish eitz atoa kamashla, n'koshim esimo samoch la'akar tashmish, v'i efshal afarish k'ber shatrashi, de'elu hanoshim mutaros, v'shara hanoshim asuros. I don't think it's like what Rashi says. We didn't get to Rabbeinu Tam's Shtar. Rabbeinu Tam's Shtar is going to be chayeves to put it in, but and it's an asato, or and it's all about after the tashmish, not before the tashmish. But anyway, so the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam that other women are asuras. The imasimos hamoch b'shas atashmish have kamatal eitzim alavanim. Because if you put something in before tashmish to prevent pregnancy, so then you are ruining the regular ma'isavia, and therefore it can be considered ashkasa zara. V'kiva demashka zara, k'mevi mabal la'olam, lo mistaver sheyatiru le'elu ha'anashim, b'shvil simchas ona. I don't think it makes sense, just for the simchas ona, just for the mitzvah of ona, for husband and wife to be together, without the issue of pregnancy, so I don't think that's going to matir an iser. D'mutav sheleisham shuklal, so don't be together, don't be mishamish. I don't know what the potential allowance is, just because of simchas ona, what the other issues of iser hashchasa zera, other isurim are allowed for simchas ona, right? Other isurim, nida, and I don't know, other hilchas Shabbos, right? Generally, we don't allow isurim for simchas ona. Remember that whole sugi we had earlier in the Masechta, we had whether beer rishona b'Shabbos is that chavala, is that not chavala. So the Gemara went through all of the different svaras, chibur mechbar, mifkat pakid, darshin miskavein, right? All the different types of svaras. Did the Gemara ever say, well, maybe it's going to be mutter because of the mitzvah of ona? The mitzvah of ona, so it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara doesn't say that. You can't just matir isurim. So the Rosh here says, what would be the tzarech? The mitzvah of ona would be enough. You can't just matir isurim because of the mitzvah of ona. Says the Ritva though here, the Ritva here says, quotes it as a statement. Quotes it as a statement. Doesn't question it. He just quotes as a statement. He quotes, Vada bin Gimel Lashem Shabbos B'moch. He quotes Rashi, Rasha Os Lashem B'moch, V'yafilu Shemashchisa Zerol Ba'alehen, Shari Luhu Mishum Sakana Dita Ode Ubar, Klomer. The afagav de itzalo mifkada peri v'rivya. He's putting together a little bit of Rashi and Tosfos. Asur l'hashka zera labayla. Even though there's no mitzvah peruvu for a woman, there's an isra of hashkasa zera of her husband, Right. Again, the woman doesn't have zera, but once there's zera in her, she can't be mashlis it or do something to prevent it from going in. V'kulon lako b'dara mabo. V'yafa gav de lagabe didei sharina livo b'ila shein bazera. Kugon ketana omu beres ozakeno akara. Even though regarding him, there's allowed to be bia, which won't lead to a pregnancy in all these cases. Shiny ihu mishum mitzvahs ona. He is allowed because of the mitzvah of Ona. The mitzvah of Ona, there's no iser for him, again, as a statement. So it sounds like, you know, the iser is mutter. It's not a question of the toza rush rhetorical. Obviously, it's not going to be mutter. The Ritva says it. V'o dehavi derach tashvish. Aval hashka zera haroi laholin. V'la abdo b'mof asra filu didam. Right, but if it's just to destroy it afterwards, or right, or even during, afilo emuna pazov tashvish, that is the Ritva's point. But again, the Ritva has derech agav. He says that mitzvahs ona would matir it. Moshe Feinstein discusses this relating to, you know, what's called hashkasa zera levatala. So Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezer Aleph Samach Gimel Beis, where Moshe says that what does levatala mean? Levatala means for no constructive purpose. That's levatala. It doesn't need to be l'shem banim. So it's not, if you think about the lumdis, it's not that here the Toza Rosh made it sound like that there's the mitzvah of Ona that's going to be doche the Isra of Ashkasa Zera. No, Rav Moshe's conception is of the idea seems to be that it's an internal limitation. As long as it's mitzvah's Ona, it's not called Hashkasa Zera Levatala. Right? That's Rav Moshe here in Eben Ezer Aleph Samach Gimel Beis. Let me just find it. In Ana Beis, Rav Moshe says, "Because be'in in Tashbish b'mochu b'rabber shah isha sifna lo le'zaber." Right? It's a question back in Luban, back in Russia, 1935, where Rav Moshe was asked, "There's a woman who would be dangerous for her to become pregnant, so could she use something that would protect the pregnancy?" So Rav Moshe there in Ana Beis discusses this. He has this idea that he says, "Oh, I think that's the Ritva." Lufiza nicha bepshitas mashemutu l'shamish im akara va'ilonis kivan shechayev ba'ona ulesameach ishto harei zel etzarech ve'ein kan shum iser. This is called etzarech. There's no iser if it's for ona. The iser is only where levatala. What does levatala mean? For no purpose whatsoever. But here v'mesameach ishto, that's called Lutzarech veheiru einai ve'osi mafurish tamzeh beritva ksubis betam rishon amadik tana o muberes o akor vezkena lochash and hashkasa zara misha mitzvahs ona ayin sham shalachor inverm tamur ma'od dechi mitzvahs ona doche shum iser. Right, like he said, the Tosa Rosh's problem with the mitzvah of ona be doche any iser. So why does it? What does the ritva mean? That because of simchas ona. So says Rav Moshe, no, I will borrow shakavanaso kidibi arti shemishum mitzvahs ona lo have levatala. The leka iser klal. It's not that he's being doche isurim, like an iser of Hilchos Shabbos, who has nothing to do with the mitzvah of ona. That would be what we call a clash to an iser and a mitzvah. But here, it's not a clash, but it is an internal regulation and an internal limitation that this is not considered levatala. Lachain sover abalazar shekiva sheish sakana b'meinekes kishayivol bia real holid mudim achas mitzvah ona ladush b'vefinim ladarim b'chus v'chulu. Right, a similar discussion is later in Yevamos later on daf lamed daled. The Gemara there talks about the erva onan and the Tosis read in Yevamos daf yud beis quotes that Gemara and also says as long as the kavana isn't purely the erva onan kavana, she's beautiful, I don't want her to become pregnant in order to ruin her beauty, that's the problem. That's levatala. But if it is some type of constructive, whether it's simchas ona, whether it's to be memali tavaso, even those who have that lashon, so then that would be okay. Again, maybe it's a little different than Ramosha. Tozer said, as long as it's not purely, is the iser purely levatala, or does it have to be lakium? You know, one might make a little difference there. Any litzarech is mutter, or as long as it's not matara gerua, it would be allowed. There's a discussion in the Rishonim there in the Aflamed Dalet whether bia shalo kedarka is ever mutter. Bia shalo kedarka, where the zera does not go but oso makom to the isha, so that's a question. There's a deya in Tosfos that says that it is okay beakroy. That is a deya in Tosfos in Yevamos and the Aflamed Dalet on my base, right? Because the Gemara there discusses Maisa Erev Onan, which is Biyah Shalok Adarka, which is a problem. So the Tosfos says, Mashma the Oslo Shami Shalok Adarka, Vatema. The Perek Beis in Adarim, it says, Omar, there's a woman's story there, and it seems to say that it would be not totally, let me just find the Elam Tanis, but Osai Shalok Adarka, the Hafko, Tosfos discusses whether it would be okay, let me just find the line. And he says, it sounds like one could do, as the Gemara says in the Darim, one has flexibility what one does with one's wife. So the Ari says, no, the Hasan Mayri Baloho Tzahazera, the Shari, the Kiva Delakash, Tzahazera, Law Vika Maisa Erev Onan. Okay, maybe it was done without Tzahazera. Va'od Omeri, Tolochasha Maisa Erev, Kemaisa Erev Onan, Elkisha Miskavin, Lashka Zera, Varogia Lasos Kain Tabin. Avo Ba'akroi, Ba'alma, Umisava, Lava, Alishta, Shlok, Kedarka, once in a while, says Tosa Shari. It would be mutter kedarina min adarma. This is an adarma daf chaf. Kol mash adam rotzel lasos beishto yase. Whatever a person wants to do, mashal lebasar above and atab of chulu. The Gemara gives a mashal. So there's a day in Tosfos that once in a while beishlo kedarka would be okay. The Beis Yosef cannot believe it. The Beis Yosef cannot believe it in Evan Ezer, the beginning of Simon Chaf Hey in Evan Ezer. That's the Simon of Arichok min ha'arayos. The title of the tour, Ligdor Geder, Lasakim and Arayas, Rolyabah, Batashmish, Afilo Mishto, the Kesi is Naibish Astashmish, Bechu. So the tour starts off by quoting the Rambam. Ein lecha davar b'chalatar akula, shu kasha l'ro b'nei adam, lifrosh mimenu yosim and Arayas, umibios asuros. Rana Chazal say, Gezal Arayas, nafshash adam, misavelan and mechamdasan. Right, that's the Arayos, one has to be very careful. One has to try to be pure and l'shem shemayim in this area of life. And the Beis Yosef quotes this Deya of Tosfos, right, that one has to be careful with Hotzas Zera. Let me just read the Lashon of the tour. First, the tour quotes, V'ishto shalodem muteres lo, l'ficha kama sheyirtze lasos v'ishto oseh, based on the Gemara Nedarim. Bo b'chalei sheyirtze, u'menashe b'chalei sheyirtze, u'ba aleha bein kedarka bein shalok kedarka, bein derech ivarim, is the language of the tour. U'bavad shalo yotzi shechva zera levatala. So there's not mozi zera levatala. V'ri pirish da'afilo b'osa shechva zera nami mutu l'shami shalok kedarka, u'bavad shalo yeyrog okein. So the tour quotes that Deya of Tosfos. The Beis Yosef quotes comments on this and says, impossible. Impossible. Right? First of all, he quotes the Rosh that says the first day of Tosfos is the Yikr. And then the Beis Yosef says, V'davar kashehu lahatir lihi kashel v'hotzar zera l'batala afilu b'akrai. It's hard to say that. And then he quotes from the Bedek Abayas, V'ilu haya ri ro'e mash'amar azohar. And then the Beis Yosef says, if the Ri, the Baalei HaTosfos of the Ri, if he would have seen what the Zohar says about Hotzah Zerah Levatala, ki gadol mishar aveira shevatara lo hayakosiv zeshakasav, he wouldn't have said it. He wouldn't have said that it's mutter, even shalok hadarka. Again, without Hotzah Zerah, then the Rishonim say it's okay. But with Hotzah Zerah, so that's what the Beis Yosef says that the Ri would never have said it. Again, this relates to our discussion of Reb Moshe and the Tosfos Rid. How much tzarech is needed? Like is it a mitzvah's ona? That's a tzarech, or as long as it's not a matara guru, it's not like erva onan. That would be okay. But that's not what we're related. That's the alumnus behind this comment of Tosfos and the Beis Yosef. Okay. In any case, Rashi Shita here is mishamshes b'moch is mutaros l'shamesh b'moch. Why not mechuyavos? Why wouldn't you be obligated? Isn't there some type of danger? The lachara would be like what the chachamim say, shomer p'sam Hashem. Meaning there is a certain amount of shomer p'sam Hashem protection in this area. Again, a big discussion. Just to relate to machlokes achronim, there is a binyan siyom, which is a chiddush gadol with a binyan siyom notes in Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, Rebbe Eliger in 1864, Tuf Reish Chav Dalet discusses a woman who the doctor says she already had a couple of kids. Every time it was very dangerous to have a child and become pregnant. Now the doctors say if she becomes pregnant again, she will die. She will die. But the husband says, what am I supposed to do? I want to be with my wife. And is there anything to do? He already had Peruvu, he already had a son and a daughter. I'll call it Yitzra Tukva. It's impossible to live without husband and wife being together for all these years. Levilti Sheves Galmud, Viavola de Isser, Begam Kadila Kaim Mitzvahs Ona. So is it allowed? So he goes through the whole discussion of Rashi and Tosfos, and then later on he has a very Mechudah Shita where he says maybe the issue of sakana is only if there's a sakana bifaneinu. If a building falls down and you have to be mechal Shabbos. The time of the Rabbanan, the Alba got the call be a dinner, the Lachadar Omin, if they be Koch Nefesh, Vain Hochem, you go Nefesh Achor Rove, the Dafka be Shvade Sakaras Nefesh Lofaneu, Gomenofalava Gal, the Os Koshish and Afil, the Muta, the Muta, Abo Bishaita, right now she's not pregnant. Ain can't be Koch Nefesh, Rakshish Lachush with Sakana Bobaze, there as Lina Basaruba, Kamoda Linini Sura, Dim Lokane, after all, if Motor Larry Nef Liam, how could you go to the sea and then make a Berchus of Gomel if you get to the other side of the sea? How can you put yourself into that situation? It must be because right now there's no danger. This moment. That he also goes to the Mishnah in Brachas, that if you have a snake or an akron around your legs, lo yavsek. So what do you mean? Lo yavsek, because the nachash most of the time doesn't bite. But you don't go after the rove in situations of pikuach nefesh. El akarcha, kiva, the kan, ain kan sakanas lefashos, right? Only in the future it could lead to it, so then, you know, if he bites, so then it could be, that's the issue. Again, this is a huge chiddush, relating to Sharp Sam Hashem. The Achiezer quotes this Binyan Tzion in a little brackets, in just one line, in the Achiezer Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Gimel. He quotes in brackets, I am Ashakasim Zimmer Binyan Tzion, kiva de sakana lohigia, Odena, it's not here yet, Ubeemes Kasha Lishkol, Bimishkal Svaros Mechudashos, Bimakam Sakana. Yechiyadu said it's hard to make such chilukim in terms of a pikuach nefesh like this, and therefore hard to say that would be, it would be usur because there's no sakana befaneinim. Okay, these are a couple of the issues of Gimel Nashim. By the way, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Meshamshos means Srichos Lashamish. That they need to put it in after Tashmis, so that if she doesn't become pregnant, then it's an Esa Tova to prevent danger. But one cannot put it in before Tashmis, Rabbeinu Tam holds, because it's Kemishamesh Aleisim Vavanim. Okay, we'll stop here.